A warm welcome to Copenhagen and to the opening of the United Nations Climate Change Conference 2009.
The opening words to delegates, experts, and activists from around the world gathered here in Copenhagen for the next 2 weeks. Their task is to find common ground, including on reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, promotion and transfer of new, more eco-friendly technology, and the necessary funding to make this possible, especially for the less developed and poorer nations. It also means coming up with long-term vision and cooperation for the future. The UN's Ivo de Boer issued a stark reminder that the clock has run out.
The time for formal statements is over. The time for restating well-known positions is past. The time has come to reach out to each other. I urge you to build on your achievements, take up the work that has already been done, and turn it into real action.
Many countries have put proposals to reduce emissions on the table, including the United States, China, and South Africa. There have been strong statements from world leaders on the need to forge agreement, even though differences on timing, approach, burden sharing, and funding remain. The Copenhagen Conference was to come up with a binding agreement to succeed the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, which mandated emissions cuts but was not signed by some of the world's biggest polluters, including the United States. Kyoto expires in 2012, but many say a political framework is more likely at Copenhagen, with a binding accord to be worked out possibly next year. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen reminded delegates the time to act is now and for everyone.
Global warming knows no borders. It does not discriminate. It affects us all. And we are here today because we are all committed to take action.
The Prime Minister said he believes a deal is possible. Delegates have just over a week to prove him right before the heads of state and government from over 100 countries come here. Conference organizers say they hope they'll have a deal on the table for signing. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Copenhagen.